We're seeing more and more young couples who are coming in, making an application for social housing, and because it'd be over the threshold, because both of them work, as they have to now with the cost of living, but it puts them over the threshold where it's €100 or €50, or if it's €500, they're ruled out for social housing. These couples then don't earn enough when they go to banks or other lending institutes to draw down a mortgage, and so they're in a catch-22 between paying high rents and not being able to access social housing. And we are finding out that more and more people are presenting themselves as homeless due to not being able to pay the high rents.
And the point's been made in this chamber countless times over the past number of years that Donegal is excluded from a number of affordable housing schemes. Donegal just doesn't qualify because of different ways rates are calculated in Dublin. And your belief is, at this point in time, it's time to give people in Donegal exactly the same opportunities and the same chances that people have everywhere else.
Yes, look, there was a time, and when we're talking about 12, 18 months ago, when it was around €600 a month for rent here in Donegal. That there now, the lowest rent now in Donegal per month is €1,200, and it's nearly always around the €1,400 mark. That is far, far too high. And during that time, Donegal has stayed in the lower end of the threshold limits set by the department. And what I'm asking today is that we are taken out of the low end of the income threshold and put into band three, which is the higher one, because the rents have substantially been raised over this last 18 months in Donegal. House prices are also on the rise, and the threshold set by banks is not being met by young couples who both are working but are being ruled out of social housing and can't access a mortgage, and this is totally unfair.